So, Rashad, what do you remember about Tito's Yugoslavia?
Well, I remember only the best things, to be quite honest. I was actually thinking about it, and I'm quite still much of a Titoist in my deep down in my heart. I was born in 1972. He died in 1980, so I have plenty of memories from this time. I have memories that were shared with me by my mother and my father, and I would say living in this time up until his death was, I guess, people might consider themselves being unlucky when you take a look at the globe and see how small Bosnia is on the globe, that you're really, really unlucky to be born right there with all the other countries around. So Germany is not that far away. But I think my early age, my growing up in Tito's Yugoslavia, at that time, I'm not sure that I would change them for anything else. It was really a peaceful time, going to the kindergarten first, going to primary school, Tito's photos on every wall. He was a cult. He was a legend, that goes without saying. Not gonna go into the politics, because my knowledge of the politics at that time was too limited. But there's one thing that I can say for sure, that people were generally relaxed, working, going to schools, universities. Loads of foreign students in our country, across not only Bosnia, but from Slovenia down to Macedonia, as Yugoslavia being one of the founders of the independent countries movement. So there was this exchange of students and everything. So I can say that these early days of my life, well, basically even after his death, the country, when he died, everything kind of looked like the time had stopped, and the people were really, really worried. What now? I guess this is what happens when these leaders die. Generally speaking, even for some years after his death, everything was going quite normally. We in Sarajevo, we hosted Winter Olympic Games in 1984. So the life was, I would say, it was pretty much the life that the people were having somewhere else in the Western Europe. Although Yugoslavia being considered as a communist country, which in fact it never was, it was a socialist country with a really, really developed sense of social justice. We were listening to the same music, and as you were here, probably maybe a couple of weeks later, the LPs and would come to Sarajevo. So seriously, it can't be compared to any other communist countries that you've had an opportunity to experience. So I would say the early days or early years of my life under Tito were quite peaceful and quite stable time.